give these guys a recap, the people that weren't here for Shachris. Then we'll go to the next. Hopefully we'll go to the next shlav. So we're talking this morning. This is the Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Gemara. Because really, I'm embarrassed to say that so funny. Sometimes, like you, because we learn from our kids, we learn Rashi's, we learn Chumash, we learn Gemara. I remember one time that I was looking for Shema Yisrael, and I was looking for it in Parashat Vayechi. I'm looking, like I can't find it, and I'm looking for the pasuk Baruch Shem Kaved Malchus La'ilam Vayed. I'm like going back of. Well, so number one, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not here. So it's in Vaschanan. Then Baruch Shem Kaved Malchus La'ilam Vayed is not a pasuk at all. It's not a pasuk, and it's a Gemara. It's a Medrash, and the Gemara is the Gemara, family Gemara Psachim Nunvav, and the Gemara says the story what happened. But this is not. And what's fascinating, just in Taich, when you say Shema Yisrael, we're going to see from the Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it means one thing, and in the Gemara it means something else. Literally, the Taich is different. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he's referring to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shema Yisrael, listen up. Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael. And when the Shvatim say it, oh, Zati Gemara. So the Gemara asks, why do Vanan my time Amrinan lay? Why do we say Baruch Shem? Says Kedar Shem Shemin Lakish, Dom Shemin Lakish, Vikar Yaakov Obana. This week's parasha. Vayoy Marios Vagidilachem Bikesh, Yaakov Legalis Levonov, Kate Hayom. He wanted to tell them what's going to be when Mashiach comes. When the Stalkim and the Shechino got. Because he lost the Cheshmin. He forgot what was going to happen, Bachras Hayom. Or the time of Achras Hayamim. Amar Shemach Has V'Shalom Yesh B'mitasi P'sul Ka'avram Shiyatzman Yishmal. Maybe there's a problem with my children. Just like Avram Avinu had a Yishmal. V'Avi Yitzchak Shiyatzman O'Esa. So remember, his children are around him now. He just called them in to give them the big news. Amruloi, they said, Ta! Shema Yisrael! Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad! Kishem she'ein belibcha ela echa, just like you only have one in your heart. Kach ein belibeinu ela echa. So they said. So again. So according to the Gemara, it's a different taich because they're talking to Klal. They are talking to Yaakov Avinu. So when they say Shema Yisrael, it's not referring to Klal Yisrael. They're referring to Yisrael, their father. And that's what the place can bring down. How are they allowed to even do that? You're not allowed to call your father by his name. So it's a whole tumult. How were they allowed to do that? Just practically. How are they saying, you're not allowed to say your father's name. So how were they able to say Shema Yisrael? It's a good kasha. But I don't want to go there now. So what do we do? Amri Rabban and Hechinava, what do we do? Namru, should we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. So how could we say it? Again, we're very makbid. We're not masik in the middle of Kriya Shema. Remember, Shema Yisrael, Vahavta, this is all Kabbalah, according to some, Vahavta is even a chelik of Kabbalah Amach Shemaim. So what are we doing? Can't be masik in the middle. Can't just say words. Moshe didn't say it. Leinamru, so if you look in Vaschanan, it's not there. That's why when I was, I don't remember how long, it was a long time ago, I was looking for the pasuk, and the pasuk isn't there. We don't say it. What do you mean? Amru Yaakov. Yaakov did say it. So that's why, one of the reasons why we say it, it's like the mezuzah. Paskin this way, paskin that way, we put it on a curve. So we can't say it out loud, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Can't not say it. Yaakov didn't say it. So we have like a pshara. We say it we say it low. Okay, ad kan. The question is, how in the world, I want to ask just like a basic question to the Olam. Basic, this is, you can't get more basic than this. Why is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Why is that, how is that Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim? How is it Kabbalah? Let's say we're making a proclamation. God is one. I always like, I love this story I always say over from my niece. Right, she came home from pre-1A, or first grade, I remember what it was. That the teacher taught her a whole a niggin and a thing, and I guess, you know, you remember that? God, Hashem is one. She had a dance and a song and a dance to Hashem is one, and then when she finished her whole song and dance, she said, and I'm five. Hashem is one and I'm five. But problem is, what does it mean? So fine, let's say we even understand what the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Without learning the Shara Yichud and the Chavis Alvavis, you're not going to even get a basic understanding, but Hashem is one. Okay? Hashem, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the source of everything. Hashem is before everything. Hashem will be after everything. Okay? That is basics of Hashem's oneness, right? He's beyond nature. He's the cause of all nature. Fine. Shkoyach. And Columbus discovered America, and George Washington crossed the East River, and there's a lot of historical facts. There's a lot of history. What exactly about that is a Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim? Hashem created the world, okay? Hashem is the source of all creation. Hashem is continuously creating the world. Great, these are all very interesting historical facts, and we base our whole Yiddishkeit on that. Without that, there's nothing, right? Nothing means anything. If there's no mechtesa, why should you do anything? Why should I do anything stam? Which is what we're getting to. But what is the essence of it? A Kabbalah Sol Machal Shemayim. So I get, yes, without it, nothing else begins. But how is that itself a mechayev? How is it? What is it about it that it's a tzivri? You hear where I'm going? It's really a basic question that we have to just answer for ourselves. We say Shema every day. That is literally, now that the Rama says that after Ovis, we don't repeat Shema Nesrei because we're going to just do it again. We're going to say it again without a kavana. So the only time you have to repeat anything in davening, Pesachas Yadecha, but only that is ma'akiv is Shema Yisrael. So why? Because that is the whole centerpiece of our davening. It's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So what about it? What are we being makabel to do? And I think this answers also why we take Baruch Shem and put Baruch Shem into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, even though it's not a pasuk. It's a Gemara. It's a Medrash. What's it doing here? Why is it so crucial that Baruch Shem is a part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? Okay? So two like, just, you know, basic stuff. Number one, Baruch Shem, why is Shema Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? Why is Shema Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? And number two, why did Chazal see that it's so important to stick in Baruch Shem into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? So we know, okay, great, great story. Moshe didn't say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it. Here Rabbi Koren, two kashas. Number one, why is Shema Yisrael? What about Shema Yisrael is a Kabbalah Sol? Great, it's a historical fact. Hashem created the world. Okay, Hashem is one. Great. Why is that? What about that is a, what is that, what's that making me do? And number two, why would Chazal have put in Baruch Shem? And that's what the Gemara deals with. Yaakov did it. What Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem Kavai Malchus. It's a Medrash. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. So I thought about this a lot, and I think Rashi's Pshat leads to the Rashi's translation of Baruch Shem in Devarim, not here, in Devarim, leads us to why it's a, why it's Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. And remember, again, if you don't, it's interesting because Rashi's pshat is not brought down. If I remember correctly, it's not brought down in the Ramah as one of the Kavanas that you need to have. Art scroll, if you read the art scroll sitter, they do bring down Rashi. So I guess it's, but it, obviously it's Kavanah is Ma'akev and Rashi's Pashup Shat. At least according to Rashi, it's Pashup Shat. Rashi holds that he's Pashup Shat. I heard a beautiful shot from Rav Popiansky. If you remind me, I'll talk about it once. It's really, what do you mean? It's not Pashup Shat. The Rashbam is much more Pashup than Rashi. How could Rashi say he's Pashup Shat? And the Rashbam himself says that he spoke to Rashi and he handled with Rashi with his Zaydi. He said, I'm Pashup Shat. You're not Pashup Shat. So, actually, maybe it does tie into this. It's probably the same type of thing. But anyway, in order to understand why I think it's a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, it also explains why the Lubavitcher Rebbe was so into Mashiach. Everybody goes, why is the Lubavitcher Rebbe so into Mashiach? Why was he, Mashiach? We got to, at least when I was in yeshiva, Mashiach was very downplayed. I think probably a lot because the Lubavitcher Rebbe was so into Mashiach, so I think a lot of my Rebbeim, like, downplayed it. Because you don't go so crazy about Mashiach. You know, you gotta learn. Mashiach will be here when Mashiach gets here. But that clearly wasn't the sheet of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was very fast, very into. So Rashi's Pshat, Shema Yisrael. So again, going in Devarim, not the Pshat. I don't know if anybody says you have to have in mind when you're saying that Yisrael means like the Gemara Pesachim. That we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. I don't know if anybody says that. If you find it, please show me. But Zakt Rashi, Shema Yisrael, listen up, Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael, remember. This is according to Rashi's translation. And we should definitely have in Rashi, we should have in mind when we're being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu Achshav. Hashem, who is our God now, only Yihyeh Hashem Echad. Hashem will be like it says in the pasuk, "V'nemar v'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad." Like it says in the pasuk, and that's why if you look in the Oz Yosher, it brings down the Yeshayim in between. After we say "V'nemar v'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz," before Yishtabach, uv'sayrascha kasev lemar. Usually, it's in parentheses or in small words. Uv'sayrascha kasev lemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echad. Because, like Rashi saying, that's the taich. The taich of Shema Yisrael is V'nemar v'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. So when we finish our Pesukah d'Zimra, we say V'nemar v'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz b'yayim u'yishay chadosh me'yachad u'v'sayrascha kasav leima Rashi Shema Yisrael Hashem l'keinu Hashem echad. That's why it's there. Because it's literally the taich. Until I caught what Rashi was doing, I didn't say, well, what's it doing there? Why are you sticking Shema Yisrael in between? Because that's what it means. It means that there will be a day when Hashem's name will be one. There will be a day. So now we can understand. Now get back to the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and we're going to get back to Bezras Hashem, why Chazal had to put Baruch Shem into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The answer is what we said this morning. What do we say this morning? Yaakov Avinu was gathered all his sons together, and he's telling them what's going to be when Mashiach comes. And he was telling them, there's a problem here, because I asked the Kasha this morning, what's going on over here? Yaakov Avinu didn't learn his lesson. The Gemara learns from Yaakov Avinu not to favor one son over the others, because look what happened. Look what kind of mess we got into. And what does Yaakov Avinu do this week's parasha? He does it again, twice. First he does it with Ephraim and Menashe. Then he does it again with the Shvatim. The same thing that got us into this mess in the first place, Yaakov Avinu does it again twice. He doubles down and triples down. What's he doing? Why did Yaakov Avinu learn his lesson? And the answer is really pashut, as I heard from the Shiva many times. Because Yaakov Avinu wasn't wrong. Yaakov Avinu didn't do anything wrong. Maybe the way he did it, Yaakov Avinu needed to teach his children that yes, this Yosef is the leader. It's not good for you. Everyone has to know who the leader is. You have to know where your place is in Klal Yisrael. It's crucial. Not everybody. There's Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Atem nitzavim ayim kulchem, Roshechem, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Kolish Yisrael. My Rebbe, Rebbe Mashinsky, he said he would say over from Rabbi Shagar Feivel Mendelovich. He said, yeah, I got to know who you... I don't know if he said it from Shagar Feivel or the Kleisenberg Rebbe. He always quoted both of them. I don't remember anymore who he said what from. He said, you got to know, are you a Roshechem? Are you a Shivtechem? Are you a Ziknechem? Are you Kolish Yisrael? You got to know who you are. You got to know what position you play. If you don't know what position you play, you can't do your job. Klal Yisrael is a team. And you got to know your position. So when he brought them together, to tell that this, we got to, Achras HaYomim, Rashi saying, it's not just the historical fact. Hashem created the world. Hashem is one, he created the world, and Mashiach is coming. It's not two historical facts. One historical fact happened, and one historical fact will happen. No, it's much more than that. Hashem created the world for a purpose, and it's your job to make it happen. That's why you're here. That's why Klal Yisrael was chosen. We have a tachlis here. It's not just, oh, someday Hashem will be one. Yeah, with your help, if you make it happen, it'll happen anyway. Hashem will work out the world in a way that either will make it happen good, or will make it happen by being an example, by the whole world looking at. We're not getting away. We're not going to sit, you know, on the side. You know, the Rebbeinu Shlomo could have given us Madagascar. Would have been at, you know where that is? I only know where it is because of Risk. It's a little island at the bottom of Africa. So it's a lot. I think it's like 100 times the size of Eretz Yisrael. But in Risk, it's a little island on the side, on the bottom of Africa. Why couldn't Hashem put us there? Give us one of the Chveis. There's a hundred islands in Hawaii. Give us island number 52. I don't know. What does Hashem do? He takes us, stoops us in the middle of the whole world. Literally, where all the continents of the world meet. Because we're in the middle. That's where, and we still are. We make people think we're what Joe Rogan thought we're 50% of the population. I don't know, 30%. He thought they were. They asked him. It was a hysterical thing. They asked how. He said that's 1 billion Muslims, 2 billion Muslims, 1.5 billion. I don't know whatever the billions are. He said how many Jews? He said a Jew. He was interviewing a Jew. He said how many Joe? How many do you think there are? He said I don't know, 500 million. He said I'll be chayzer. 250 million. He said 14 million Jews. It's impossible. Rajayach. A guy who holds he's smart doesn't know like olive bays. He says, "How's that possible? It's not possible because we have a tachlis. We have to make Hashem echad. Memela, that's a tremendous oil. That's a Kabbalah's oil. Malchus Shemayim. Hashem is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, guys, this is your tachlis. That's a huge oil. When you go like this, you're saying, in essence, you're going to bring Mashiach." So that answers the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Because he chapped, he knew Rashi. So when he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem El Gerej Abachar, he knew we have to bring Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechayev us to bring Mashiach. So of course he was a shtickle infatuated with bringing Mashiach. Because he said, Shema, B'shach B'chubach. So Lubavitcher Rebbe knew, chap, that's what Shema is saying. So I got to do it. Mamela, I want to say, without Torah Shabbal Pet, we can't get anywhere. So Chazal Davka put Baruch Shein Kvayi Malchus Eloi Lavoid. It's not a pasuk. It's Taka Chazal. On the Mesoira, which is not even, it's not written anywhere. We have it, it's a Gemara, it's a Medrash. So Chazal said, we need as part and parcel of Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim the words Baruch Shein Kvayi Malchus Eloi Lavoid. Because that's the only way Baruch Shein Kvayi Malchus Eloi Lavoid is going to happen. Torah without the Messiah is garnished. So Mamela Chazal said, as part of Omach Shemayim, we're going to put Baruch Shem in. Ken Zayin.
How is Rebbe connecting it to that